Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, with one of the newest Giants. That's Matt Moore, the left-hander. Matt, welcome to San Francisco. And what do you think of when you heard going to San Francisco?
No, it was great. I think initially just because I was around my teammates, around the organization, for working on 9 or 10 years, you know, it was something that was kind of hard to say bye to, but at the same time, it was, had that feeling of a promotion, so to speak, you know, going from, sure, you know, not chasing a pennant to being in first place is quite the switch up.
I always like to talk to people, and Matt Moore with us, about growing up and getting involved with baseball. And you had one of those interesting childhoods. And, you know, born in Fort Walton Beach. I'm a Miami, Florida guy, Miami Beach, Florida, so I know a little bit of the panhandle. But your dad was in the service, and then you traveled a little bit with your dad and the family. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in 89, 96. We go to Okinawa, Japan for 4 years. And, in 2000, we came back stateside, and my dad was stationed in Albuquerque, and that was where I graduated high school from in 07, drafted by the Rays.
But what was life like? I know you're a kid, but living on the base in Japan, and of course, we always talk about baseball in Japan and all that. Did you come across any of that?
We played just, the Boys and Girls Club. They had, teams of all ages. It was a pretty big Air Force base there. My brother, his age group, actually, they were old enough, around the age of 13, to put together a competitive group to get to play some of the Japanese teams, the locals. And, they had a good time. It was a very competitive ball game. They meet up on Saturday and play two or three games. I remember just being there, and, there was a lot of pride on the line for both sides, but it was, a great experience to be able to just see the small differences in the games of, their practices are a lot more intense. They practice a lot more game-like, high-speed stuff. And, so I think it was a good experience to be able to watch and realize that there's, not one way to play this game.
Yeah, great answer. I got to meet Bob Whiting. I mentioned who is a legendary expert of Japanese baseball. He's an American, and talked about the samurai effect of Japanese baseball, and that's the way they do it. It's intense. There's a lot of pride involved. They work 12 months a year, and they'll take 1,000 fungos and things like that, and that's the way they work, because that high school tournament is huge in Japan.
Sure. I think just not only in baseball, but just in general, I think they hold, their honor and integrity to a little bit higher of a standard than most. And, it was something that I think rubs off on you just being around them and, understanding that there's a responsibility for how we conduct ourselves and, how we conduct the last name, that we were given. And I think those are two of the probably bigger things that, being away from the country now for, 15 years is, it's something that I still remember today.
Yeah, no, very well said. Nice to have you on, Matt Moore. Get to know him a little bit. Your dad was in the Air Force, and just looking up something about you, he worked on helicopters. I don't know what they are, but they had a big name.
Yeah, for most of his 24-year career, he was working on the H-53s, the 58 Special Operations, and they those helicopters actually today are out of commission, but they were 60s models. So, okay. He was working on aircrafts that were pretty much the same age as him. I think they were anywhere from 63 to 66 were the skeletons. At least that's how old they were. So they had, now they're replaced with a different HCV-22, I think is the new aircraft, but he's been out since 2004 and, works for the Department of Defense now, and he's a good resource for me when I'm looking for some answers to certain things that have to do with whether it be military or things like that.
Yeah, great. It's great. Interesting dinner conversation that you must have at home. I imagine you had interesting conversations. Was he a baseball guy too?
Not really. I mean, he played baseball in the summertime, but they had he's from a small town in Southern Illinois, and they're more football and track oriented. They didn't even have a baseball team because their school was so small. So in the summertime, they had they had a league that he would play in as well. But most of the time was he's a big football player, and but that was, you know, it was a good thing. You know, growing up with an older brother, and just, you know, how we got to really choose which path and if we wanted to play sports or, you know, the piano. That was something he always said. If you guys wanted to play the violin, I would have learned how to play the violin. So it was the freedom to be able to, you know, not feel like you got to follow in someone's footsteps was great. And although I did, I always chased my brother in most of the things. So.
Hey, great to have a parent who's supportive, and parents who are supportive, that's what we ask for in life. Well, New Mexico, and you're the Gatorade Player of the Year, which is a big deal. When did you become a pitcher? When did you realize, hey, I've got some special talent here?
This is probably going into my junior year. I kind of realized that, you know, I had a chance to play college baseball. And then going into my senior year is whenever I realized I had a chance to play professional baseball. I was kind of a late bloomer. Okay. Didn't really develop my velocity until, you know, 16, 17 years old, where it started to come out a little bit harder in the upper 80s, getting in the low 90s. And, you know, I was a pretty raw pitcher at that point. It was mostly fastball and a breaking pitch. Had no idea about a changeup or any of the other, you know, pitching to quadrants and holding runners, all those things that you learn coming up through the minor leagues. You know, I am happy to be in the National League. Being able to play both sides of the baseball is, you know, something I really do appreciate.
Are you a good hitter?
Not at this level. I wouldn't say I'm anything close to good. I like to think I put on a decent batting practice, right. But it's fun getting out there with Bum and Jeff and Maddie. You know, those guys, they've been in this league doing this for a while, so their swings are a little bit more ironed out than mine. And, you know, so I'm just trying to keep up out there.
Well, you laid down a good bunt, I'll tell you that, and a pitcher's got to do that in the National League. So you impressed me with the first bunt you laid down. That was pretty good as well. Matt Moore with us. Nice to get to know him a little bit. So you got drafted by Tampa Bay, and then the rise to the big leagues is a lot of minor league work, but you come up, and all of a sudden you're in the big leagues and with a real splash, and before you know it, you're an all-star and pitching in a postseason game. It was terrific.
I was up for about 2 weeks before that point, and so I got called up sometime after the first week of September, and yeah, I don't know who thought it was a good idea to have their rookie start the game one of the world of the divisional series against Texas, but it wound up being a pretty good idea. Maybe took myself and the other team by surprise, but I just think I was in a good place. You know, as I got to the end of the season, I was feeling good with everything and still, you know, felt really healthy for that time of year. And, you know, it was kind of a good run for me from, you know, August on, just being able to have the command of the stuff I needed and moving into a playoff run with a new team didn't really seem to get in the way too much. So I was... That's still something, you know, I go back to here and there.
Oh, it was one of the great games in division series history. It really was. And it went out, I think, 7 innings, if I'm not mistaken. Tremendous game. Matt Moore with us. Then you, of course, you make an all-star team and you're pitching. But I guess what fans always ask me, and they say, always ask the player, what was it like getting up to the big leagues the first time? How'd you find out? And what was that first game like?
Well, basically, it had to do with whether or not the Rays they wound up sweeping the Red Sox in a weekend series in September, and I was still in Durham for a few days after the minor league season, and pretty much because they put themselves in that much more reach of the pennant, I wound up getting called up, and you know, before I know it, I'm warming up to go in a big league game, and you know, it. At the time, I think it was a little bit harder to slow down and, you know, really appreciate and realize where I was at, but I think it wound up being a good thing, you know, how things happen quick like that, because it doesn't really give you time to, you know, start to think and panic or get nervous or anything like that. But, no, I think I came up, you know, I had a very good time, and I credit that to Tampa Bay and just the, you know, the way they develop young players. You know, they make you very, very hungry and thirsty for it, you know, before it's your time, you know, whereas sometimes maybe guys get pushed a little quicker than they ought.
Durham. I've been in the stadium, the old Durham Stadium. They still have the bull down right field?
It's in left field.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's in left field. So if you hit the bull, somebody gets a stake. I'm not sure.
That's great.
I got a nice picture standing next to the bull down there in the Durham Bulls. I was in that stadium. Matt Moore with us. Nice to catch up with him. All right, we know you had Tommy John surgery, and you're on your way back with Tampa. Now you're traded to the Giants. How you doing? Coming back from Tommy John, they always say it takes a little time to come back, the velocity and all that. Where would you say you are compared to maybe where you were maybe 3 or 4 years ago?
I think I wouldn't say I'm any better off or worse off. It just, you know, I feel like I think I understand myself a little bit better. Okay. You know, I think after an injury like that, there's a lot of things you got to, you know, kind of work back through that you worked through once, whether it be, you know, not getting the results you want or, you know, your arm not feeling and responding as well as you'd like. You still have a job to do. You know, Tommy John is it's just a long process. You know, you talk about reconstructive surgeries, the ACL is, you know, 6 to 8 months. This thing is, it's a legit year and a half before, you know, you really start to feel like, you know, even close to yourself. You know, guys come back at, you know, 13, 14, 15 months, you know, you still got a ways to go, but you're able to compete. You know, it's, you know, anybody out there listening to this, if, you know, you got a young kid or, you know, you're of that age, just take care of the one you got, you know, because it's never going to be the same. You know, even today, it doesn't feel, you know, it's not something that I'm better off for, I'll tell you that. It's just, you know, I think just being a professional and, you know, this is my, I think, ninth year. You know, there's a lot of pitches that get thrown and, you know, things are going to happen, you know. But for the younger group and, you know, the amateurs, it really is something that I think you can avoid, you know. Rest, you know, rest yourself, be smart, listen, because it is no cakewalk like some people make you think.
Yeah, as a kid, maybe not throwing curveballs early, and, you know, there's some theories about that.
You know, the breaking pitches, you know, I'm not sure if it's so much one pitch as it is just quantity.
Okay.
You know, the overall workload, the volume that you're throwing. If you throw in the spring and summer and fall, you know, something's going to pop up. It's just we're not meant to do this that many months in a row, you know. So just take a break. My biggest piece of advice to young people is just to play as many sports as you can. You know, I played football, soccer, basketball, golf. I wrestled for a year. You know, just an assortment of things. And, you know, I think it just helps you become a little bit more balanced as a person and as an athlete. And, you know, the body awareness that comes along with playing other sports is, you can't replace that in the weight room or playing just one sport. So, you know, it's one of those things where I never thought I was going to, you know, be a Major League Baseball player. And all of a sudden, you know, things kind of come to and wind up, you know, if I work at it, I got a shot.
Boy, great advice for everybody. Very well said. It's a pleasure to get to know you. You know, we never know what people are going to say. We do these interviews. You never know where people are going to have their advice. And I like what you said for young people. Very good. And I think it's important that people do a lot of diverse things. The one thing about your career, maybe you walk a few more than you want to. Why?
Well, since I've been a Giant, I've walked already, you know, working on 2 months worth. But, you know, just speaking to the last three starts is, you know, I think I'm overthrowing a little bit, which kind of gets me out of sync with that rhythm that I'm looking to maintain. You know, so for right now, my bullpen, sideline work, or just playing catch, I'm trying to make sure that my tempo and the rhythm is where I want it to, and I'm not, you know, trying to reach back for too much or trying to make a pitch better than it needs to be. You know, just staying within myself and, you know, controlling the things I can, and one of those is my effort and my tempo.
Well, it's going to be very exciting. I'm glad we took the time to do this, and you're going to be out on the hill. We're in a pennant race, and this is what baseball's all about. You get into August, you're supposed to be in a pennant race. Every day it's an ebb and flow, so you're going to be a big part of it. And I appreciate you being on and letting the fans know who you are. We'll do more of this as we go through it, but thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Matt Moore. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.